Hello, and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. We're back. It's so nice to be back. This episode was recorded before we went on hiatus, so about 3 or so months ago. So we're just going to jump right back in. Next episode, there will be a recap. But for now, just enjoy some friends hanging out. See you guys later.
Catacombs.
The mini dungeons?
The structure?
All the catacomb areas, like the place where you find like the watchdogs
and the gargoyles, like,
and all the imps. They all suck ass. All of them are no fun. Imps were stupid, ridiculous. I just came across one. I was trapped. I was stuck on it for like almost like an hour and like a day because I was just like.
An hour and a day?
Well, because like,
it's the other way around.
Well, like, he played it for a day, had to give it up, woke up the next day, took an hour, beat it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, Marcus. Oh. Thank you. Marcus got me. But so do you guys know, when you guys know in Stormvale Castle, there's that one fat enemy with the dog? I don't know if you guys have.
I don't think I've gotten there yet.
With the dog?
Yeah, and he hangs out in the main area.
He's like, a big dude with the
sword. The curved sword. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's hefty, lots of health, he doesn't get staggered at all. Imagine him, but like six of them with like, and sometimes they're paired, one just wanders, and it's like I got so frustrated that I just ran through. I ran throughout the whole catacomb, activated the switch, and never looked back. I was like, I got whatever items I needed. I'm not gonna fucking explore anymore. I was so annoyed. Yeah,
I'm at the same spot that I walked in with into you, Marcus, of that lake area with that fucking seven arm dude.
You don't want those issues.
I know. He's very irritating.
He's very fast, bro.
He's stupid fast. I just rolled, then he like appears right next to me.
Wait, is that me fighting the worst boss?
It has like a
maiden's face.
Is that the motherfucker who he looks like a centipede and then he'll like dive into the water or into the ground and like spew poison?
How do you know what a maiden's face looks like, Marcus? You ain't got one.
Maiden.
That dude, I can't find him on my own. I have to summon my imps or my other things and like fuck.
I could do damage on him, but he's just so fast.
He just rushes you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so I just walked away.
By the way, Zach, I cleared out the well.
The entire well?
I cleared out the entire well. It's totally worth it.
Really?
If you think you're strong enough, you should do the well.
Dang. Maybe some days.
It has some,
you're not ready.
It's all worth it, really, because there's a lot of cool stuff and there's a merchant in there that sells some things, but it's all worth it for the boss fight and the ashes she drops. Because those ashes, it's my new favorite ashes. I'm dropping the imps. I'm dropping the imp boys.
I don't have any ashes on my katana.
I mean like summon ashes, not ashes of war. Oh. Like
stray dog. Whoop whoop. That's my boy.
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish team. I just keep on exploring because I went to that castle that's near the lake area, but now there's like a big blue magical wall that I have to get a key for. Yep. So I'm like, okay, I guess I just gotta get this key that is somewhere in the lake.
I just realized you beat Godric. When did you beat Godric?
On my own.
Friday.
Chris, have you beat Godric yet?
No. Last time I played was Friday. I was trying him out with Zach. Didn't go. Actually, we did one of our runs is pretty good, but we only tried like five times. Yeah. And then I tried my own for a little bit, then I had to go. So I think I got him next time.
Bro, also, this fucking game is so fucking weird. It's weird. It's so weird compared to anything else that they've made. It's just so strange. I mean, it's just because I don't want to spoil it, but just like after you beat Godric and you go back to the round table hold,
and then you get into the inner chamber. It's just fucking weird. It's just weird, bro.
All right.
Did you do that, Zach? Did you go back to the round table after you? Do you ever go back there?
Not too often. I don't really buy anything. I just really just upgrade my katana. So I went back there to talk to the girl to upgrade my ashes.
When did she start doing that?
When what?
When did she start upgrading ashes? Because she hasn't
started doing it yet. You have to talk to her, then the dude.
The blacksmith. Talk
to her, then the dude, yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where she's like, I'm going to check in with him. And
you have to
nothing
just leave
progressed.
And come back.
Well, you also got to, like, Hugh will have, like, one more piece of dialogue. Can you say that, like, of saying? And then, like, you leave and then come back, and then they still be like, if you leave for a certain amount of time and come back, then, like, she'll be in the same room as him.
Okay. So, listeners, we stopped our playing of Elden Ring to do this. So,
listeners, I record on my laptop, and I play a lot of video games. I also play an MMO. I have not touched this setup since Elden Ring has come out. My dice are still sprawled out all over my desk. All of my markers and my pens for when I draw when we play. Still everywhere. I have not touched this space since Elden Ring has come out.
So yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm just going to compare everything to Elden Ring for the rest of this.
What are we doing? Where am I?
You're in the tower. There's Zolgas in front of you. And Carmen was just charging into the room that three Zolgas were in. One of them went through the door that just opened behind it and was like dragged into it. And the other two are looking very confused. And that's where we're picked up. So if you guys want to start combat.
Huh? Like a portal, not a door.
Whoa.
No, it's a door. It was like a secret door. Like a secret door opened. This Zolgath got sucked into it, and then the door closed.
No, I thought it was a magic like portal.
No, I thought he just like phased through it.
No.
Secret tunnel.
It was like a secret tunnel. So if you guys want to start combat, do you guys just want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
You want to get into it.
Okay. Alright, let's get into it. Everyone roll for initiative. Who doesn't have initiative? One of you is missing.
Did we roll last week? What do you mean?
Roll 20. Yeah, we didn't roll this. This is old.
Yeah, I just want to check. So last time we killed the spider, and then was that all we did? Or what else has happened?
That was like 2 weeks ago. Last most recent time we killed Brennan Fraser.
Don't say that like that.
We killed Bellinelli.
We killed Bellinelli.
We left, and then remember we got in the hallway, and then
we got jumped by another cube.
Yeah. We're just in this level. And then so we decided to go around, and this is where we saw these Zolgaths.
Yeah.
Aren't they summoning something?
Yeah. Well, in this area, there was like they're like fucking with this circle. I don't think they're summoning anything. They're like afraid of it. And some dude, like, then they pushed one of their own into it, and he got pulled through a secret door.
All right. Yeah. Snap, what'd you get for your initiative?
24.
Pretty high for Snap. Anna Carmen?
19.
Naz?
15. Oh, no, 13.
Let's say you're literally, I can see your number. Grimlock.
14.
And Fidget.
45.
Did you say 45?
25.
You're right.
25, okay. Ending. Fidget, you're up first.
All right, well, Fidget will 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And take a nice big deep breath of that stanky stuff.
Nope. I'm right here, not 6, 5.
Still breathing that stinky stuff.
How? They're so far away from me. It's a 30-foot eminent.
There's a dead Zolgath to the right of you on the wall, and he's still stinky.
You didn't. There's nothing even there. You can't just make stuff up.
Still what 30 do you mean? There's a Zolgath right there.
Hold on.
Is there not?
Not an ice. No.
Not an ice cream.
It might be covered up, Joe.
It is. I'm gonna take it away. There's a dead Zolgath on the wall, but there will be no stink because of this.
There will be no stink? Cool, great.
There will be no stink because of this. Great. The shenanigans that happened.
Great. All right.
Listeners, Joe's trying to play a fast one on us, saying there's a Zolgath where there was
a... Trying to make things up. All right.
Also, there's a dragon inside of your face.
Also, Fidget can breathe fire.
Can't Fidget actually do that?
No, she can't. Fish is gonna run by Anna Carmen, and then slap her hand like tag, being tagged in, and then she's gonna cast
teleconnect projectile. That'll be a 21 to hit on the first, on the one closest to me. This one.
All right. That is going to hit.
All right, cool. Then it's going to be 2d6 plus my charisma. Which is 4. There's my other d6. That's going to be an 11 points of, let's say, bludgeoning damage as a piece of the tile on the ground just like shoots up and smacks this thing right under its chin.
All right. It does that. That is your turn. Snap.
Okay. I'll have Snowflake go in. So it's a, what is it? A fortitude?
Correct.
All right. Oh, that is not good.
Not good.
12.
That's a failure. Not a critical failure, but a failure.
So what happens?
She is sickened one, so her attacks are minus one. Her AC is minus one.
Okay, so I'll still go. Let me see how far this is, actually. Okay, so it'll take two movements, and then she'll attack twice.
Okay.
So the first attack... go ahead.
Just so you know what your dinosaur is biting. Just, here you guys go. I don't know if I showed you this. This is what they look like.
Oh my god.
Okay, so we'll just scratch. It looks gross.
It's a Belieber?
A Bile Bearer.
It's a Belieber. I clearly see it says Zolgath Belieber.
Dude, Fidge is a Belieber.
So, listeners, it is a Zolgath, so a reptilian humanoid with a bunch of green snot coming out of its body. But I don't... bile would be it.
All right. So, yeah. 19 to hit.
19 hits.
All right. 9 damage. And then I'll use another action. And then so that Snowflake can attack again. 14? Or no, it's minus a lot. That's like a 9, actually. Right? Because it's minus 1, and then also it's a second attack.
Yeah, so minus 5 or 4. So, yeah, it's not going to hit.
Okay. And then Snowflake will leave to... by her, and then that'll be my turn. Yeah.
Okay. It is Anacarma's turn.
All right.
He got one in front of you. That's pretty fucked up already.
Yeah.
Give me that fortitude save before your turn starts. You're right in the middle of it.
Am I? 14 plus 9, 23.
That's a success.
Yeah. Damn right it is. All right. Damn. Just out of reach for one movement, so I have to move twice. All right, I'm going to go up to the damaged one. Actually, I'm going to be over here. Move twice, and then I'm going to attack said foe.
Okay.
25.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. All right, 7 points of piercing damage.
Okay, and that's your turn?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so it's their turn. The one who's right next to you, Anna Carmen, is going to try to hit you with its dagger. Turns around, takes a nice swipe at you. That is 28.
Yeah, that hits.
24. 8 points of damage as it pierces you. And then I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Another one, huh?
Yeah.
25, 16 plus 9.
Okay, that's fine. And then it's going to try to bite you.
Reaction. Okay. Nimble dodge.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Beautiful. And I get to...
That you don't get to put...
Wait, no, I don't go. I don't get to do that. You're right.
Yeah.
Son of a... All right.
All right. So natural one, so automatic miss. And then it's going to try to claw at you out of desperation.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's another natural one.
That's crazy.
How's it feel, Joe?
For real. How's it feel, Joe?
How the turntables turned.
Okay, it's the other one's turn. He is going to run behind you, Anna Carmen.
Typical.
And he's going to try to attack you with that flank with his dagger, first off. Jesus, a 17, a 19?
No.
Okay, and then he's going to try to bite you. My God, a natural 2.
She's untouchable.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can't do it.
That's crazy, Joe. That's wild.
Can't touch this.
I don't like the tone.
Who said we had no tank? Who said it?
All right, it's Grimlock's turn. Grimlock, in your short legs, you're about 5 actions away, so you're fine.
No, I counted out. It take 2 whole actions to get here. And guess what that means?
Oh, beautiful.
That's
sandwich.
A flank position.
Yeah, beautiful sandwich right there.
You got the flanking centipede again.
And I'm attack with my great axe, my last action.
I flank.
You see that, Joe? That is a critical hit.
Oh my god.
That's 20 points of critical damage.
You cut him in half.
There we go.
Describe it.
I cut him in half.
Nice.
No one tell us we can't improv.
And half he goes.
All right, that's your turn. Naz, go ahead.
Come on, Zig. Come and get in this flanking party.
It's too far.
You have two movements.
I think my movement's 25.
What's your speed?
My speed's 25.
Oh, is 50? Is 50 too far? Mm-hmm. You don't make it over here 50 feet.
No.
She don't.
You can get here.
No.
That'd be 60 feet.
Oh, I was kind of snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, look who's racist now on the goblins.
There's not much I can do.
You can move and throw your dagger.
Joe's a little too happy about that.
I know. I heard.
It wasn't me. I'm just happy it wasn't me.
Wait, this one's dead, right? The one in front of me? Right,
yeah, the one that has a death skull.
Is dead?
Is dead.
Well, not much I can do. Does he have anything? Can I?
He just has his loincloth and the beer that they have.
Does he have any ashes?
War? He has some rune fragments.
Does he got any maidens?
He is maidenless.
That sucks. All right, that's my turn.
What have we become?
Or what do we embrace?
Yeah. Fidget, your turn. Yeah, one Zolgath left. Another one MIA. Two dead in this room.
One, two, three, four, five. Move in here. Kind of keep an eye on everything. Another telekinetic projectile. Another piece of rock. Or maybe a piece of its dead body attacks the one that's alive. You decide, Joe. You tell me what flies at it.
One of the halves of the body I sliced.
Yeah, sure. That.
16 hit?
16 does not hit. Body just goes splat against the wall.
Gross. All right, that's my turn. That's it. Okay. She missed her thing. Ah, drat.
I forgot you're actually fidget again.
Ah, drat.
So you guys see that secret door open up, and then from it, the Zolgath gets thrown against the wall with a broken neck.
Ew. I can see it. Guys, I can barely make it out. It's has a gray background.
Yeah, what do we see?
It took a menacing step back. That was a menacing step backwards.
It took a menacing cowardly retreat.
I think it's that trash compactor monster.
The door is open now. The door's open now, but you see nothing where it was. Where that body came from.
Is it dark in there?
Nope. It's light. There you go.
In hindsight, that's a really just crappy door if there's another doorway to it right here.
Snap, it's your turn.
Alright, I will walk 5, 10.
Grim, like I forgot to have you roll a fortitude save.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, shoot.
Yeah, kill him. I'll roll a fortitude save. Thank you. I play this game, honestly. 21.
You pass.
All right, and then I'm going to cast Ice Beam.
Excuse me?
Ice Beam, his signature move.
14.
14 does not hit.
Super effective against Zolgath.
All right, that's my turn.
Actually, super effective against believers.
Is this dude really got Ice Beam?
canonically, it's called Ray of Frost.
Canonically?
And Carmen, your turn.
Did we hear these guys talking at all? Like in common
in their weird Zolgath, like deep guttural.
Okay, first of all, their language is not weird. It's their culture, Joe. Come on.
I'm glad you called me out on that. Thank you.
I'm going to use Intimidating Glare then. Just an intimidation check against your will DC. 18, 7 plus 9.
That actually succeeds.
There we go.
These guys are cowards.
And then I get up an ash point, and then I'm going to attack it. Wow. Nat 1, everybody.
Oh, the turntables turn.
I'm going to attack it again. All right, 11 plus 10, 21 minus 4, 17.
What happens if they're scared?
Minus 1, frightened. All right,
you hit.
Checks. Hey, let's go. All right, 4 plus 2 plus another bonus 2 for having a panache point. 8 points of damage. Piercing.
Okay. Okay. You guys are wiping the floor with my Zolgas. I don't appreciate it. It's its turn. It's going to move in between you two, but not flanking. Not giving itself a flank. And then it's going to take in a huge breath. And you see its, like, greenish, bulbish bile packs start to expand. And then at once they all release. And a green gas flows just around both of you, Grimlock and Anna Carmen.
Did it cast self-destruct? What did it do?
Give me a fortitude save.
Explosion. Voltorb used explosion.
Fidget puts a hand to her mouth.
8 plus 9 for me, 17.
Ooh, 5 plus 10, 15.
You both fail. You both are slowed 1 until the end of its next turn. And you take a minus 2 penalty to saves against its bile for
what
1
is,
minute.
What is slow 1?
You lose 1 action.
Wow.
Rude.
Grimlock, it's your turn. But you are covered in green slime, and it smells awful.
All right, well, I don't have to move. I'm just going to start attacking. First attack is an 11.
Misses.
It's a good solid miss. I only have one more action. Okay. I'm just going to attack it again. Oh, my God. That's a negative 4. I mean, a crit.
You die.
The goal fail. I died.
You died. Game over.
Okay.
You can collect your souls later. Naz.
Ruined.
I'm talking in Dark Souls for Elmer.
The OGs. Souls. The OGs call it souls.
That's a fact. I still call it bonfire. Not a touch of grace, but okay. I am gonna run up on this dude.
Where are you gonna run up?
Why can't I? Oh, all right. I'll be flanking him, right?
No.
This will be flanking him?
No.
This will be flanking him?
No.
This will be flanking him?
No.
What?
This is a bit, right? Oh, you've done a bit.
Bro.
Zach.
Bro.
Woohoo! He got us. He got us, y'all. He got us.
Got you guys.
That's why we couldn't take down Godric together.
All right. Do your thing.
Dabble. And did not touch him.
No, he did not.
Roll a 10.
Still got one action.
22.
Minus 4, which is an 18. Plus 2, because you're flanking, you hit.
All right. It's 5 damage.
All right. Stab him in the back.
You only get your sneak attack damage if you come out of a sneaking thing, or is it with flanking?
You know, he gets it here. Naz, you can give your hero point to Anna Carmen.
No.
That was that Bugs Bunny no from the meme.
Naz, are you going to roll your sneak attack, or are you just going to...
5.
Okay. Fidget.
Well, this time she's just not going to move and just do it... Total projectiles. Keep her distance, man. She saw all that gross bile shit everywhere. She wants to stay as far away from these fuckers as possible. 24.
That's a hit.
9 points of whatever damage you decide, Joe.
Well, keep it bludgeoning. The other half of the body comes and slaps him in the head. He's almost dead, guys.
Slaps him. Dead. Yeah, just fucking.
Bleh. Just a pop of body.
Yeah.
Snap.
All right. Snowflake. We'll flank.
That's not a flank.
That's not one.
Okay.
And then attack again. What is a... 23. 22 to hit. Does that hit?
23 hits.
Oh, wait. It's the second, so it's like 19.
19 hits.
All right. 2D... 9 damage.
And you just takes the claws. Snowflake takes her claws and wraps it around the throat, and it just bleeds out.
Gnarly.
You guys did it. You can go play Elden Ring now. See you next week.
All right, peace.
Joe, stop. Just stop bringing it up.
See, Joe, I realize you complain about having a hard time in Elden Ring, but you literally just play Naz. You play as Naz in Elden
Ring. Two daggers running the world. No backstabs, no maidens.
Oh, that's actually really good.
I want to perceive the door.
Well, with an 11, you don't perceive shit.
All right. I'm just like kind of pacing back and forth.
Can I try to identify or figure out what these are?
Occultism.
You got it, boss.
Give me that occult ring.
Does it have to be occultism?
What do you want it to be?
I mean, I think I have a higher religion now.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, you can use it.
Okay, yeah, I got one more point over it. That's going to be a 19.
These are, to the layperson, summoning runes.
Ooh, that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
With a 19. With a 19, you would know that anything summoned in these runes would not be able to leave.
Okay.
Go past the runes.
Okay. So,
where are the demons coming from?
Guys, actually, I think I recognize some of these symbols. When we were at the barn and we were fucking up Nemina's shit, she had a lot of these, like, these smaller circles with these type of summoning symbols. This looks like to be a larger summoning space for these lizard people. But as long as the runes are there, whatever they summon can't get out of them. So I think if we just leave it alone, it won't come out unless we want to fuck shit up. But
wait, maybe it's blocking the thing from coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, because you saw how hesitant they were to enter it, and they pushed one in, and then immediately it got grabbed by something.
Yeah, it was wild.
So I think that whatever they summoned is dangerous, but it can't leave these summonings. But I mean, like, I don't. But like, it's not like a complete circle. I think this is a much larger. This is a smaller piece of a much larger summoning site. So
what's with the creature in the door? What's that? Well,
I don't know. I mean, the door's inside the site, and I think if we cross over, it can then grab us. Like, it grab this guy, and she points at the dead one with the broken neck. I don't know if we should. I think we might just want to ignore this for now and deal with more pressing things, because this thing's contained. Whatever it is, it's contained.
Well, it works for me. I'm a little curious, but probably more afraid, so yeah.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot more stuff we have to investigate here, right? Maybe after we clear everything out, we can, and like, you know, rest up, and we can come back for this part, you know, as long as it stays inside. But I mean, that's just my vote. I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything, but if
you know. Well, you convinced me of everything. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right.
But did you convince Anna Carmen?
Yeah.
I was just trying to drive a wedge between us.
Any way I can. All right, you guys just walking through the hallway?
Walking through the hallway.
All right.
There's going to be another cube. I can fucking feel it.
See it. Perception for cube. I got a 24. Is there a cube? Do we see a shimmer?
No shimmers, no cubes, no ladders.
Okay.
Do you hear...
No traps? Any traps?
No traps. You do hear them still... cheering on that fight in the background.
Yeah, yeah, they're still fucking off. They're still fucking around somewhere down here. The two Zolgaths and big honcho guy looking. Grimlock, what are you doing? Why are you just standing in the hallway?
Period. Oh my god.
Whoa.
You guys keep walking through, and you discover another room that's pretty much the mirror side of the room that you were just in with the Bile Zolgaths. But this room has a Zolgath, another dead Zolgath, against the wall, and what seems to be where the Zolgaths are thrown, parts of the wall are chipped away.
Oh, like, it's been thrown so many times that, like, or it has hit it so hard?
You could assume one of those two. And the other half of the summoning circle is in here.
I mean, somebody in semicircle.
Yes, semicircle.
And then we don't see anything else?
Nope.
Wait, you don't mean the, like, literal mirror of the room? Like, it's a different Zolgath, like, on the wall.
Yes, it's a different Zolgath on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Is there something... Oh, wait. I shouldn't get too close, right? Because it stinks.
I rolled a perception for the room. The new room.
Okay.
23. 15 plus 8. Anything of note?
I'm curious if there's, like, something over here. Because of all of the chip and shit. Like, what if it is, like, if we can...
What if it's a secret room?
Yeah.
Oh, right. What is that gray thing? What is that great thing?
Yeah, bring it back.
That was your 23 perception.
there's got to be another hidden door.
You see what looks like a hidden door against the wall where the Which like wall? 10 feet. So there's a hidden door in the wall like it where the Zolgath got like sucked here. In there's and there seems here. To be another hidden one to the left of it.
beyond the runes?
Inside the runes.
Yeah, beyond the runes.
Yes.
Cool. Tell everybody that. There seems to be another hidden door back there.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, this is only another, just like another quarter of the circle. If there's supposed to be a actual circle, there must be more rooms. There must be like more space behind these walls that we just don't see.
Some would say this is another half of a semicircle.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Don't fuck.
Is that you?
I look down to whatever the hell's calling my name and I, what is it?
JK. Scratch that. It's a different creature.
What? What? Oh.
Damn it,
I had a brain fart moment.
So there was a vision.
Nothing happened.
There was a vision I had in my head.
You heard David's voice from the back of your head.
Oh, sorry, guy. My mind wandered over there about something truly terrible.
The moral Let's quandary. Be careful, though. It still haunts you.
Well, I don't know if we... Anna Carmen, what are you doing over there?
I don't know. Is there anything of note on the body?
He has, like, tucked into his waistband, like, a rock that looks like a... Not a pencil, but, like, he was drawing stuff with.
Does he have the drawing?
No. Like, he was sketching... Like, he was etching it into the ground.
Oh, where's this drawing?
It's just... It's over here. It's just stick figures.
Doing what?
They're hanging out. They're all looking up at the orb. Is this
in the book or are you making this up?
We'll never know.
Never know. You're gonna have to wait another 40 episodes.
That's funny.
Out of curiosity, I'm gonna take this. Does he have a weapon on him?
He's got the spear.
I take his spear and I walk towards the band, like the outer of the circle, and I throw it at the secret door.
Whoa!
Wow!
It clings and then it slides open.
Onomatopoeia works.
It's a sliding door?
Well, not sliding door. It like pivots open.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
So it's like a rotating door, like a building?
No, it's like a door. The door creaks open.
You said it was spinning.
No, I didn't say spinning.
You did say spinning.
You said spinning.
You'll
find out when you edit this.
I meant pivoting open.
So it's a rotating door.
No, I'm just kidding.
What's the angle? What's the angle that it's opening at?
It's opening towards you.
No. He means like, is it like a 30 degree, 65 degree?
It's a 20 degree open.
20 very, degree open?
Very, very small.
Like at 12 degrees.
Did it slide open?
The door closes.
Are the hinges well oiled? Does it make a noise?
It's a very smooth door. You wouldn't expect it.
Is it made out of wood?
It's made out of stone.
Mm.
Or sorry, it's that mud brick that is within all of this tower.
Adobe?
Mud brick?
Mm-hmm. Clay?
Yeah, clay.
No, see that?
Clay, yeah.
Something's in there.
He said mud brick?
He said mud brick.
That's what it's described at in the book.
Yeah, he said that at the pyramid. It's mud
brick. Hey, how come you get to say that was in the book, but the stick figures you leave up in the air?
Because I wanted to. Now, everyone give me a reflex I'm at, save.
Oh. For what?
Because I said so, because I'm the damn DM.
I'm not at work right now.
Is that in the book?
Is that in the book with your mud brick?
So why?
This mud brick tower begins shaking violently.
Whoa.
And parts of the ceiling begin to crumble. Give me a reflex save.
Joe is such...
Joe's blowing up the world.
Joe's blowing up the tower in spite of
it. 40 episodes is too much. It's time to end it.
He didn't appreciate the line of questions.
I know.
Joe likes an adventuring party that just nod.
Joe's like trying to shake up the globe that we're in.
Pitch it. What'd you get?
16.
Anna Carmen?
25.
Grimlock.
17.
Snap.
25 for Snap and 21 for Snowflake.
Damn. And Naz.
22.
Anyone that got lower than a 19, you take 4d6 damage as part of the roof collapse on top of you. Oh. 16 points of damage, and everyone that succeeded takes half.
Jesus, Joe.
Succeeded takes half.
That's right. The door has spoken.
I mean, I guess.
Fucking Fidget falls down.
She says, ah!
Fucking holding her head as just, but she just bleeds from a hole in her head from a piece of
oh my god on it. That's gruesome.
She went down. She has like half. That's half of her HP at the moment.
Oh shit!
She's fucking low.
I hope God doesn't shake this castle again.
I fucking dare God. you hear me, Pantheon up there, all you gods.
Jesus Christ.
Here.
What do we hear, Joe?
Ow! Oh, a thing in the secret tunnel.
One more hurt. Time, Joe. Did it cut out for Joe? Any of y'all? Yeah, did it cut out for any of y'all?
Yeah. I don't know.
Ow. Oh, kind of thing. Just ow?
Ow?
Is that
ow? I'm saying ow. He's trying to say ow.
I think he's trying to say it's an owl.
And it's coming from the sliding door?
There's like a grunt coming from all directions. There's a grunt coming from the fighting that was happening. There was the grunt that came from the secret doors.
Everyone got hit. Everyone got smacked.
Did we also say ow in unison?
You all said ow. The dead soul got behind you said ow.
Okay. Well, maybe we should actually just hurry along because this seems rather impatient in here. Forget the door.
Yeah, that door seems like more trouble than it's worth.
The door opens completely.
Okay. And?
There's just nothing there.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know.
Guys, Joe's not going to give us anything unless we step in there, okay? That's all it is. All right, we just got to abandon it.
I'm not stepping in there.
I'm good.
Take away Joe's fun box.
Is it coming out of his door?
No one turn around. We're all leaving.
We left without looking back, Joe. Too late.
Without looking back. It's too late, Joe.
Come play with me. Come play in this space.
Fidget dives into the hay to hide.
You guys just walk into the fighting that's happening.
Yes, we move on. There's no one else to go. We hide.
I use stealth.
I use Naz's stealth.
Naz, you can roll for everyone, right?
Yeah, I can lead everybody using stealth. We're all just
going
through.
You guys got so lucky. The fight moved. they're looking the opposite direction now. The fight moved around. Can you roll for stealth? Oh, you did.
I did. Damn.
Whoa, Zach, calm down.
Dang. I do one thing right.
Okay. No one notices you as you scurry through all the hay like a little raptor in tall grass.
Perfect. I stabbed the dude from the back.
That's
which guy?
This one right here.
He picks the biggest fucking guy.
Oh.
It's an 18 hit.
Nope.
An 18. Well, hold on. I didn't expect you to run straight into a second combat this episode.
Zach, stop.
I just go crazy. in the hay. I pop out.
You play like, Elden Ring.
Like the Predator.
All this time, and now you start going straight for the stuff.
What? You gotta know when to attack.
Okay.
And this is a perfect opportunity.
Boom, boom,
boom.
Some would call it an attack of opportunity.
Some would. Not us. All right, what'd you get to hit?
18.
I'm going to say it's +2 because it's flat-footed because it has no clue you're there.
Oof.
So that's a 20. That hits.
And D6, right?
And your D6.
So I rolled a 1.
So you do 4 points of damage.
I tried to slit its throat, but I didn't get its airway completely.
Where's your sneak attack damage? Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
Okay, you nick it as it like it's shaving for 4 points of damage.
Okay. Then
it does.
I jump I jump back in the hay.
No, you stay right there. Roll an initiative.
Maz, you stink.
So?
Oh, we didn't roll for stinky.
Everybody can at the top of their turn.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that would have made Naz miss.
It's 4 points of damage, Joe. You really gonna be getting nitpicky?
I don't know.
Then I'm saying handhelds make another earthquake.
Joe, and you rolled reflex saves for all these folks for their damage as well, for their ceiling damage.
You heard the owls.
Yeah. So did you calculate it already?
Why don't you just do your rolling for initiative and let me roll it? That's enough. There's gonna be another damn earthquake coming pretty soon.
I was like, and there's a flood.
There already was a flood. You...
Well, lightning as well.
Okay, let's see. Oh, motherfucker. Well, the dude that you stabbed, god damn it, he rolled an 8 for his reflex save. So that critically fails. So he took 32 points of damage before you died. Oh,
beautiful.
Did Naz kill him with this little
Did
chain?
Kill him?
No.
Ah, damn it.
That's amazing.
He's having the worst.
He slits the throat of a dead body.
Joe probably just made his 2-digit health into 3-digit health.
The closet is pinned underneath the rocks. All you see is its wings.
Oh god, it's dead.
I still slit his throat, right?
You're not fighting that one.
Wow.
And then the Zolgast, they have big boo-boos. Okay.
Boo-boos?
What's...
Excuse me?
They have big boo-boos. Like a boo-boo.
Like they pooped? They pooped themselves?
No, like a little injury.
The cousin of an owl.
Got hurt.
The cousin of an owl.
The cousin of an owie.
Everyone minus 8. That's 8. What is that? That's, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
They're all dead. We know they're just all dead.
I seen this tweet. It reminded me of you, Nathan. Let me find it really quick.
You guys see my Twitters I posted in the chat?
About the Ubisoft thing?
What?
What?
No, in the links. I put two Twitter.
Yeah, and he said about the Ubisoft thing. You posted a link about if Ubisoft developed Elden Ring.
Yes, I saw that. I didn't realize it said Ubisoft. I thought it was a different joke. I'm more concerned about Garfield.
What joke did you think it was?
He was
played a straight. EA. Also, Joe, my parents like portable air conditioners. Because we don't have AC in the house.
We're going to have to get one. Because
that like one you put on the window or something?
Did you know? No, well, there's that one. But our windows are horizontal and most are vertical.
You should get the rolling one.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Did you know that babies?
Costco? Pretty great.
That baby's what? That's what my parents get. My parents get the Costco one. And then with your house, my parents, they have a couple. But with your house, you can just have one and just move it to between rooms.
Oh, yeah. That's what's going to happen. But babies need to be in like 68 to 72 degrees. Like that's their prime. And really? It gets a lot hotter in our house than that. So there's that. I'll just be stressing about that. But anyways, you stabbed this. This character looks so cool.
You've seen him before.
You've seen him before?
Pretty sure I fought him in Elden Ring.
Okay, now just imagine him all bloodied up because a big rock fell on him.
Well, you know.
A lot of rocks could fall on him.
No, just one big one. One comically large rock.
It seems to me that even God's actions have consequences.
God didn't think everything all the way through this time.
That's why spiders exist. Alright, initiative. Snap, what'd you get?
16.
Oh, cool. That's already in there. Anna Carmen.
15.
Grimlock.
14.
Naz.
19.
Fidget. Can you be less excited? Okay. It's Naz's turn. Of course it is.
So he's not... The one that's in front of me is not dead. He's just damaged.
He's damaged. Really, roll a fortitude save.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's stinky.
Damn it. 8.
You're sickened. Oh, and you can only... You move 5 feet less because you constantly are trying to close your nose.
That's fine. I'm going to stab him. Big money. 17?
17 misses.
20 or minus 4?
If a 17 misses, a 16 misses.
God damn it!
Who would have thought?
Snap, it's your turn.
All right.
Why don't you tell me?
Will battle medicine Snowflake.
Not Fidget. Snowflake.
Snowflake's hurt.
Snowflake's more important.
I think canonically that's definitely what
happened. That tracks. Yeah. That tracks.
Yeah, so that passes. Regular pass. And then what is it? It's 2d8 plus 8 or just 2d8?
Yes.
Does anyone remember?
Yes.
2d8 plus 8.
I don't remember what it is. Well, either way, 8 and Snowflake's back at max. Okay. And then she'll hop in. And both of these dudes are weak, but still alive?
Yes.
All right. The one on the left first. 19. Or no, 18 to hit.
Okay.
And then...
That's a hit.
2d6. 10 damage.
And it's dead. That's
all right.
Fuck my game.
And then I'll attack the next one.
Fuck my game. You played yourself.
That hits.
It's a... 22, does that hit?
It hits.
10 damage again.
And it's dead. You and your dinosaur are OP.
And then...
Marcus?
No, that's it. I mean, I can move, but I don't know.
It attacks God.
It's the main guy's turn.
Wait, before they go, Joe...
Yeah.
We rolled the same thing, 15-15. How did you decide to put them in front of me?
Because I'm God.
Damn.
Does it always do this to you?
There's got to be a little bit of equity here. I want to know why they're in front of me when we tied.
You want to roll off? You want to do it?
Yes, yes.
You don't even need to roll off. I'm choosing.
Drunk with power.
I want to play the game. I want to move.
We are playing the game.
You dropped rocks on them, not us.
You did this to yourself.
All right, we'll roll.
Here we go.
What, it doesn't just need to be a roll-off.
Just a straight D20.
What is that?
I see you rolled a zero, Joe. Zero.
DF.
And look at that. There's no possible way you could beat that.
Dice don't lie.
Dice don't lie.
I think that should be a shirt.
You're that sounds great. To my nat 20.
If it's not a shirt. We're making it right now.
Hell no.
Yes, die don't lie. Don't
cut this.
Chris, mock it up. Let's do it.
Go, Anna Carmen.
Die don't lie. Right.
Roll your fortitude save first.
Sure. Fortitude save, yeah.
Unless you want to use a nat 20 for your fortitude save.
No. No. That was for the roll-off.
Joe is just like... Joey jumped on that so fast.
8 plus 9, 17.
Fine.
You said that's fine?
Yeah.
Joe's right. Like the supervillain that is just getting so upset because everything is just going wrong for him.
All right. I get behind it. It's sandwiched. Flanking position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to attack it. Oh, 14 plus 10, 24. Let's go.
That hits.
Sweet. 5 plus 2, 7 points of piercing damage.
It's still alive.
Okay. I'm going to roll again. I rolled a 3. Damn.
Okay.
Hero point. All right. Oh, 19 plus 10. Oh, well, minus 4, 29 minus 4, 25.
That hits.
Cool. Was that a crit?
No, it doesn't matter. You had 1 point of health left.
5 plus 2.
Are you facing the floor? Are you okay?
Yep, my head's down.
7 points.
Is your head in your hands, Joe? How heavy is the crown, Joe? How heavy is that crown?
He's yes. Dead. My awesome badass character is dead. I'm gonna have Craig leave now. Craig's going away.
We stomp him out.
We stomp him out.
Fight back!
Fight back!
Fight back!